Spider-Man, Redcaster, Joe Raven,
Equipment Wielder, Bluecaster, Ishida Zazeel,
Respecting the Source Material, Greencaster, Zenshi, Actually White, Blackcaster, Ransack,
Loyal and Loud, Pinkcaster, Lightred!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai! Cast Ranger! On air!
And welcome back to another episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
What have we become, you guys?
We've become a joke! But I love being the joke. It happens too often.
By the way, hi Crunchman. Hello. Well, I enjoy our talks on Twitter like always.
Hi Fedora Man.
Fedora Gamer?
Fedora Dude 58.
Yes.
And greetings to all of our other fans and listeners. We love all of you. Tweet at us at Ixie Studios.
Do you actually know what that guy's name is?
If you mean the YouTube commenter, it's Fedora Gamer.
Fedora Gamer?
Fedora Gamer. I like that.
More like Fedora
A man after my own heart.
And Wayne's
probably. Fuck all
and
the haters.
Wayne's probably too.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Fuck all the haters.
So, this week we're doing Drive
Episode. Fuck level headers.
This week we're doing Drive Episode 5 and Tokuger Episode 35. Okay, so let's get into Drive. All we need is Drive. Alright.
Okay. Fantastic intro.
So, this is a cool episode, except for cock-blocked me. Cock-blocked me a shit ton.
You mean the fact they didn't actually give you Type Wild?
Yes!
I knew it wasn't gonna happen.
It seems like, getting into it later, this is very weak of the cock-block.
I know, I kind of felt cock-blocked too. I was kind of like, Jesus, tap dance and Christ.
As you're aware of, last week we didn't get to any Toku, and these guys are away at Yomacon, Kevin Raven, so... It felt like 2 weeks without Drive, and it bothered the shit out of me. Like, I didn't like it. And then I was so excited, because I was like, yay, Type Wild!
You wanted to see something cool, and then you didn't see something
exactly.
Before we get into the actual episode, we should point out that the opening has started showing clips from the Drive Guy movie.
Oh.
A, the Lupin Gunner looks fucking awesome. B, Duke Dragon Energy Arms looks fucking awesome.
C, Baron's alive somehow.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. Maybe Coda does some fucking god magic and brings back all their Sengoku drivers.
He was revived by the villain. It's been flat out stated in a magazine.
Oh, that one is?
He's been revived by the villain.
Nobunaga's back. I also read that the Gaim Summer movie is now out on DVD, which means we'll be getting that soon. Can't wait for that.
The Chinese already have it.
Those fuckers.
I watched all the transformation sequences, though.
There was a clip of all the henshins from the movie. It was so fun.
Alright, there's another thing that quickly bothers me about this episode.
Is it the thing I'm thinking of at the end of the damn episode?
No.
Okay.
So, as you, like, in the middle of the episode, like, Tamari asks Beltzon, he's just like, why can't we tell, like, my team? Why can't I tell my team that I'm driving? He's just like, no, we gotta rather keep this.
No.
But he drives the fucking car to work!
Beltzon didn't say anything.
He just responded with a sad face.
He responded with a sad face on the belt.
And your point about why they don't know Tamari's drive, I have a three-point essay, not essay, but I have 3 points to why this is bullshit and why they should totally know that it's him. A, yes, they both drive the Trideron. B, they're both wearing the fucking shift brace!
All the time!
See!
He plays with shift cars at his desk!
Yes!
Rin is the only one with any fucking brains to even go looking for him, and she still can't figure this out.
It's not
I'm pretty sure she already knows.
Yeah, she knows.
Wouldn't surprise me, someone should!
Wouldn't surprise me.
The scientist
lady. I actually think she already knows, and I think she's
I think she's analyzing it.
My theory right now is that the guy investigating all the truck things is actually involved with the Roimudes.
Absolutely.
And she's undercover working with him to try and uncover what he's really doing.
Would not surprise
me. And she's the one who's actually been designing all of Drive's shit.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me because the same actress was the one designing Hibiki's weapons.
That guy.
Like, that's what I'm thinking, anyway.
9 years later.
Yeah.
Still in the same game.
Yep.
You know that guy who thinks everything's a hoax?
Yeah.
Oh, Gen?
That guy, yeah, Gen.
Yeah.
That guy, like, he has his moments where just whenever he comes onto the screen and he starts saying, nope, I think everything is fucking bullshit and everything is wrong. I think all of you are stupid and I need proof.
Even in the
and
middle
I'm
of...
like, you infuriating son of a bitch.
Even in
the he gets proof every episode and
then he starts being a good cop! And I'm like, well...
Even in the middle of slowdown. No, this isn't actually happening.
Is this one of those monsters? I don't believe it.
Like, this isn't one of, like one of those moments didn't really happen in this episode too much, even though he was kind of, like, going after the monsters with a gun, which was pretty impressive. But, like, he always has his moments in each episode where he's just like, nope, I'm being infuriating. Then all of a sudden, I'm really competent, though. I'm really good at
what I do.
That's
the joke, because he's not actually part of their team, so he's a competent police officer.
He is an actual police officer, he's good at his job, he just doesn't believe in this
supernatural hoo-ha.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just a dickhead.
He reminds me of a mix between J. Jonah Jameson and Zenny Gata.
Yeah.
But here was, like, my big, what? And then it made me realize, he's sitting at his desk, and he's got the brace shifter thingy on, with, like, Max Flair in it, and it's just kind of, oh, the Kamen Rider didn't show up today. And I was just kind of like, I think I figured it out. Drive takes place in the Sailor Moon universe.
Where everyone
is that fucking oblivious.
She rescues her own fucking brother, and the next morning, oh, Serena, never believe it, Sailor Moon saved me last night.
Yep.
That tiara must make, like, a magical fucking mask or something
that
we don't see.
I was gonna say, the tiara must have some fucking bedazzling powers or some shit.
I successfully bedazzled my face.
Sure.
So whenever anyone sees Sailor Venus, they just see Sailor V. And they're like, oh my god, Sailor V, you're real!
Except it's different colors, no mask.
Alright, I want to quickly get into a quick point about Drive that I've noticed, and probably everyone knows this too, but honestly, we should call Drive Forza 2.0. Like, you've all fucking seen it. It's a Drive with a very specific kind of silly gimmick. He, instead of his base form changing, it's just some part of his body.
It's few forms and many weapons.
A team of certain characters with each different personalities.
The difference is...
And different skill sets.
The difference is, everyone in Forza had a part to play in combat by a good part of the show. So far in Drive... No one else does jack shit, except Kiriko.
We'll see.
Even then, it's kind of like, oh yeah, no.
It's like, here's a thing I will tell you that will help you do a thing.
But yeah, so I honestly, and we get new shift cars every week that show
just
us.
Just like switches.
So exactly, so honestly, like, if we see fucking 40 shift cars by the end of the show, I will not be surprised.
I disagree with your bold claim.
Guys, that's just Kamen Rider now.
No, like, Gaim was not Forze.
No, Gaim was not Forze, but it was attachable and deattachable armors. Sure, people found their lock seeds that they just used, but you could grab another lock seed and badoomf onto you, and it's just as good.
Well, yeah, that's kind of been the gimmick since Double.
It's all just...
I'm not saying I hate it. I mean, like in Gaim, and I guess Double and O's kind of, if used properly, it's an interesting gimmick, and I like the system.
Sure, but it's not so much a motif as you're saying, Lane, as it is just, it's just another
it's
way
trope.
That they're selling toys.
Oh yeah, no, this is another, like, toy cash grab.
No, and yeah, it's a silly show, and in that
you
way,
mean
it's
Neo
like Forze. But it's not as badly written as Forza. I wouldn't lump it.
No,
in.
Like, there's some characters I'm actually like.
Well,
like, the actual,
remains to be seen.
The actual,
five
like,
episodes
chief
in.
Of the special unit.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin and I were actually laughing when we saw, like, how he was, like, acting and stuff. And, like, Kevin's like, yeah, I'm really liking this guy. I'm like, you know what? Me too. I found him annoying, but he's funny.
He's one of those characters that he annoys you, but just hearing him talk is amusing somehow.
What, the head guy?
Yeah.
I've always liked him.
It's like whatever the thing you did.
Yeah, Tomati Chan!
It's not Gaim. It's definitely
not Gaim.
Nothing will ever be Gaim.
No.
Nothing will ever be Gaim again.
And it's not as good as it could be. But you know what?
It's really down.
Hashtag Gaim Season 2. Do it.
It's Kamen Rider Cop Drama. And you know what?
We already had that, Kuga!
Yeah, and that was alright! So why don't we do it again? Sentai recycles its tropes.
Agito.
Yeah, Agito.
Sentai recycles
some
its tropes.
Some of police Sentai.
Yeah. And not,
awesome.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
wait,
yeah,
SPD.
But Sentai does. It's alright.
SPD, Lightspeed Rescue, Time Force.
Well, I suppose there's no rescue.
Yeah, the SPD.
But anyways,
sure.
We haven't had a Kamen Rider cop drama in a little while.
Yeah.
And it's not a cop drama, it's a cop comedy. It's a bitchin' ass car driving around solving the weekly crime sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Some people would argue that Double was, but I don't think so. It was a detective
really
drama.
Shitty.
It was detective themed.
Yeah.
It was detective themed. And you know what? In terms of this show, I found that I can liken a lot of the character tropes from Drive to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I find them to be similar characters just because they're so quippy and stuff like that. And I sort of watch him just sort of speeding around, beating the crap out of things. And I almost kind of see Peter Parker running around, just beating the crap out of thugs, just like throwing him around like that. I was like, I like him for the same reasons I like Spider-Man. Okay. I like him a lot. I like Drive.
You want to hear something interesting? While I was getting my dad some food, and at the Jumbo Burger, I see this kid and his mom playing with a Spider-Man figure against Hurricane Red, like Red Ninja Storm.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Okay, speaking of character also in Drive, this episode, like, made me open my eyes about Machine Chaser. So, like, I literally saw all the shit he did in this episode, and I was like,
Oh my god!
I literally was like, Ichi, I understand why you like this
guy so
much.
If I wasn't going to buy the Brake Gunner, I sure as fuck am now!
Yeah, because Ichi and I have been talking about that, like, I'm going to collect the shift cards, he's going to collect the viral cores, and we're like, oh, we'll hope they'll be, like, switchable in between the two. Kevin actually made an interesting point where he said that he doesn't feel that the Drive driver should be able to use the viral cores, because, you know, it's evil stuff.
Well, it's like Double using dopant memories.
Yeah, yeah. But
it shouldn't, but
it can. It's shown in this episode that Machine Chaser can just take a shift car of Drive's and use it for himself, and I'm like, it says, like, Tune, Max Flare,
yeah.
And I'm like,
I was like, ooh!
Wait, do the memories work in the Double Driver?
I have a double driver.
They never use
them.
So the technology doesn't
work that way.
They don't fit.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Memories were specific, like the double driver,
like,
which works the same way as we've just mentioned.
Yeah.
You can turn Gaia memories into things that you can dopant with, but you can't put the dopant, or you can't use the dopant memories in the double driver.
Yeah.
I don't know. The thing is, no one ever tried it, so I don't know if it would possibly in canon.
That Skull Nazca picture.
I feel
so
like
cool.
It wouldn't work that way because it was... Think of it like the Genesis driver in that its technology is designed for that. As opposed to it being, like, from a derivative
technology. Like
it
would, so, like, using an energy lock seed in the Sengoku, it would... It could fit spatially, but it will reject it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that being the case, but we'll never know.
Also, Machine Chase, he hates Guy.
Yeah,
you know how I know? Because he shot a fucking glass of orange juice. I just want a gif of just like, what do I think of Guy?
Nice.
Shoots the fucking glass of orange juice.
Can we just that one thing for the end of the episode, the reason he couldn't use Type Wild.
Because he's not fire.
He's not passionate for the fight.
Can I just... Because he's all upset because... Oh, how could that nice old man be implicit in the shipping of fucking explosives?
Yeah!
Calling it that he's not.
Or
someone
that he
else.
Is. He is. Because I was watching that. Like, that is the fakest fucking cry I have ever seen. Not sure if Toku or intentional.
Here's the thing, though. I think that's part of, like, what's going to be the twist next episode, where it turns out that he's not involved and that it was the other dude.
I think it was both of them conspiring with each other.
Well, we'll find out who's right next week!
My whole thing on that was the fakest cry I've ever seen, even for Toku.
And I think it'd be better writing if it was.
Yeah.
I think that's a lesson he needs to learn.
Did you notice also that the Romuto fucking attacked the same driver?
Yeah.
It was the same dude!
Well, it's from the same company.
No, I know that, but you think it would have been someone else, but no, it was the exact... Like, I feel sorry for that guy.
You know what my favorite part of him rescuing that driver was? Huh? He's like, are you the Kamen Rider? And he, like, poses against the truck all sexy.
Yeah, I guess.
He's fighting, he literally, like, leans down in his car to dodge an attack, and I was just like, smooth!
Also, another thing that I noticed, are, like, the Bat and Spider Roy Mude body types just gonna be the mooks of this series from now on?
Yeah. Nice. Oh, okay. First off, this Romuto, like the really fat one, he's fun.
Crush? Oh, he was badass.
Like with his barrel of food, I actually kind of wish that he'd just be like a recurring like Romuto that just show up, and like as the show progressed, he got like further and further down that barrel of food, and just by the end of the series, he got to the bottom.
It's funny because when I was watching the episode the first time, you see him like go on like I need more, and I'm like, You're holding a barrel of food, dude. What more do you need? And then you find out that he's actually hungering for the explosives. And like, oh, that makes fucking sense.
I love his little, like, groupies, though. Like, they're funny.
Aniki!
Yeah, it's like,
I'm not pathetic! This is just my voice!
Yeah, this is just my real voice.
But anyway, I'm personally just calling bullshit on that whole not fired enough to use Type Wild. Yeah, not fired up enough. I mean, it's not like the threat of impending fucking death gets you off your ass.
No.
We're in the first 10 episodes. He doesn't know how to do shit yet.
Also, I understand, but at the same time, dude is a fucking cop.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the minute he learns, oh no, that old guy was lying to me, well, I'm just gonna sit here and take a beating now, because I don't want to fight.
Well, let's just say that this is the guy who, after getting his partner wounded,
is all muddy.
Yeah, he basically goes into depression from that.
Yeah.
This guy's emotionally fragile.
Mm. Can we just comment on that again? I thought it was really fucked up how, in the first episode, they overhyped it as if Hayase had actually died. And then, episode 2, I guess he's fine. Okay, cool, we'll put you in that corner and never talk to you again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is what we're using as the underlying motivation for the character? Mm-hmm. Kinda underplayed, I think, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I also liked, we were also introduced to a new tire, Rumble Dump.
It's the drill.
Rumble Dump. Like,
I don't know why Rumble Dump is the drill.
That's what Kevin says now when he wants to take a poop. He's just like, I gotta take a wild rumple dump.
You gonna go drill my toilet for a fourth time?
But it's interesting that
those beans.
Literally, you think Beltsun would know his own technology? So he's delicious, just like though. He's like, all right, let's use this new tire. Literally too powerful for type speed to use, and literally just sending them everywhere.
Say that Proto Drive never tried the tires because he doesn't have the technology for it.
So this is like exactly when fucking Forza tried using the hopping switch. It did not, like, it was fucking up for him.
Difference is Forza was like, fuck you, we'll find a use for it.
Yeah, and he did.
Anyways.
But next week, Type Wild actually looks very interesting. Like, I'm excited.
You mean Kamen Rider Master Chief?
Yeah. But apparently, he uses the handle can, like, that's his generic weapon he uses. Like, he uses it. That's why the handle can, like, the Type Wild chip car comes with the toy.
Which means Dorgon will have type technique.
Probably. Yes. I think that's actually how it's established.
Sounds right.
Mm hmm. So that's interesting. But yeah, Chase is cool. He's very, like, he doesn't like taking orders from
I'm so glad he and Mach are separate characters.
Yeah, oh yeah, we saw a spy shot of just, like, Mach crouched in front, like, beside Chase.
I don't know if we mentioned that last week.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, so but, yeah, confirmed. Machine Chase and Mach, separate characters. Hooray!
Because right now, Chase...
which is weird, because their shit can chucks together.
Because right now, Chase is, like, established as, like, a sort of rival, battle rival for Drive, and I like that. I like that he has just, like, a rival.
I'm here to fuck with your shit.
Also, Chase
don't outwardly hate you.
Also, Chase really doesn't like when Heart and Brain give him orders, because, like, he wants to, like, kill these,
he wants
like,
to
the
do
Fat
his
Romito
thing.
Because he's, like, you're stupid,
he's,
I don't know why
he's
you're here.
He's Saga!
Yeah, and then
He's keeping Roid Mutes in line.
And then Heart's just like, he's like, no, you're gonna protect him and make sure to help him with whatever he needs,
no.
Chase is like, the fuck?
It's like, no,
he's doing shit
for us.
Yeah, he's doing shit for us. Like, you leave him alone. He's like, asshole. Proceeds to shoot a glass of orange juice.
Well, I need to shoot something.
Yeah.
My gun's already loaded.
Also,
he's like clamps from the robot mafia in Futurama.
Also,
he always wants to give him the clamps.
Better clamp.
Also, one thing that I don't like about Machine Chaser is that the brake gunner's cool when he uses it in gun mode. But then when he goes break,
he tries to use it as a slashing weapon. I thought that was hilarious.
But he did use the spider viral core, which was fucking cool.
Oh yeah, he tuned Chaser Spider, and it's so cool because we're gonna get to see other viral cores.
Hisatsu's called Execution.
Oh,
I'm like, damn.
So that voice is so cool.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love the henshin chime for.
Still holding out for my Lupin.
I was gonna say, Lupin Gunner looks even cooler.
It's fucking dope.
At least that one makes sense.
Honestly,
to use as a
just,
as a melee
just
weapon.
Buy both of them and you can just fucking
dual
wield the fuckers. And you can literally just go, like, push
them
down.
Yeah, like, click them together.
Mm, yeah. But overall, like, this was a good episode, and I'm looking forward to seeing how wild next week. He looks cool.
Also, brain neurotoxin.
He poisoned Drive at the end. That was interesting.
Yeah.
So that's a good.
It's like, hey, you're doing that thing we don't want to fight. Well, I'm just gonna, and you're gonna die now.
Yep.
Have fun.
I like Brain a lot.
Or at least slowly but surely go mad.
I like
Brain. Mad.
His human form looks awesome.
Yeah, he's very just like, I'm a douchey smart guy.
I'm a Disney. Let's just send that hot shot. All right, talk to a job. If there was ever any doubt that the president was actually a dude in a mask, those fears and doubts are all gone as
that
of this week.
That preview.
No, I mean, just him, yeah, just the shot at the end of him taking off
the mask. The
mask
off, wiping off his face.
Oh, here's
except
the rest of
all you see is him from the neck down and his mask sitting on the table.
Yeah.
Watch him be someone, like, we've already seen. He's already someone we've seen.
He's Schwartz. You've never seen them in the same room together.
Oh, that requires some analysis.
No.
This episode
no,
was
it does
interesting. Because apparently something clicked in Zed's head, and he's just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm taking over the hyper terminal, and he did. Like a boss.
No, he said, fuck it. I'm pissed. Hey, look. I'm exuding darkness. And Mork went, we're going to use this. Take over the hyperpressure terminal. Now, go.
He was grumpy because he was having Grita indigestion, so he decided to take it out on some good guys.
It made too many of them nuggets.
Yeah. Them nuggets ain't sitting well.
They were able to produce such an assault because of all the darkness he was spewing out
those
of his
nuggets
butt.
Ain't sitting well. Like Yomacon 4 years
that's
ago.
We got a really closer look at, like, the head of his monster form.
It's so
God damn. Like, Ken and I were talking about this. He was like, oh, a figure art of him would be cool. I'm like, no. A figure art zero. And just with, like, a darkness effect part just... blasting all off of him.
No, you know what the Sphere at Zero would be? Him mid-slash, because that CGI of his slash is fucking gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh.
I would buy it.
It's a shame that with Sentai Figure Arts right now, they're decided, oh, we're going to go Showa now. So they're starting with Showa. So they've already done all of Acaranger, and now they're doing Sun Vulcan, because that's like the second most popular...
They didn't do all of Jetman, did they?
No, they just did Red and Black. I think they're proceeding to make Jetman, though. But anyways,
I like when Conductor and the President are both on the train, and while the President's talking, the Conductor's making some goofy rabbit face for some reason.
No, it's because he's the President's imagining
him pulling his strings.
He's giving a wet him.
He was imagination hanging him.
He's giving he's giving
imagination
him a
wedgie.
He just kind of went,
and he's like,
pull imaginary rope, and Conductor went,
you know what? That's the thumbnail for this
episode.
Like,
he was getting hot.
That face.
He was using the force to hang him. That's what he was doing.
He was
pulling a force choke.
I thought he was just giving him an imagination wedgie.
Nope.
And I love when
he's lynching him.
He's talking about Tokyo Rainbow, and they're like, wait, wasn't the drill rush originally Kariner? And his explanation was,
fuck it, I like drills.
We're including the drill Russia in the Ultra Zord because I like drills. Oh, apparently this is just a drill-themed week in Tokyo.
It's like, fuck it, we need one more Zord and I like drills. Drill Russia it is.
So, of course, now the time is right for them to steal back to drill Russia from Schwartz.
Yeah.
But Shakira decides, I'm handling, I got this, don't worry.
Akira made some sort of deal with Schwartz.
Which we don't know yet.
Can I just say...
Actual tension in the Tokyuger episode?
I'm almost... Just judging at the end from that thing where Akira's just sitting there all lonely, like, playing his harmonica, it's like, oh, he made a bad...
You know what, my guess is? Help me take down Zed.
No. Well, there's that, or I'm assuming it's a little worse than that, because Akira kind of looked kind of down at the end of that.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's something worse than that. It may just be that... Akira has to, like, steal something from the Rainbow Line for him.
No.
I was gonna say, what does he have to do other than get revenge on
Tokyo Kevin, Zero?
Kevin and I made a funny joke.
Oh,
it's
God.
Like,
Akira will steal the frigging Morphin Brace and liner and fucking train thing for Tokyo Zero and give it to Schwartz, and that is what the deal was.
Can I have that, please?
No, Kevin.
Even
and
though
I,
we already know
Kevin and I made a funny joke quickly. We said, it's like, oh, okay, well, I want the drill rush, and we'll get any condition you want. I want your harmonica. Anything but that. No. I want your harmonica.
And I'm sick of your fucking song.
I need to make the harmonica darkliner. The most powerful thing ever.
The harmonica liner.
There you go. Harmonica liner.
But no, we already know, we were going to talk about this later, but we already know Tokyo Zero is already kind of happening, but not the way we thought.
Oh, that's in next week's episode, yeah.
Next week.
The Shadow.
Pink.
What? Oh.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so next week's episode, there's a monster who, like, changes their numbers, and he makes Light Tokyo negative 100 and Kagura Tokyo Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Because that thing where we've seen, like, silhouettes of Tokyo Zero means absolutely nothing.
Apparently not.
It's pink. Or it's actually still going to happen, and this is just them cock-teasing us.
I don't know.
I want to also quickly mention that I liked the how, like, Akira showed up in front of Schwartz. Like, literally just got off the build, Resha, just Morpher in hand already, ready to transform. And he just transforms Schwartz. It's like, oh, you don't even want to talk? And he's just like, I know you're not going to fucking listen, so let's just fucking do this.
And then they
quickly
talk.
Throws his weapon, somehow bounces off something, a rock, and then bounces back onto Schwartz, hitting him, and then back into Akira's hand. I was like, damn. Like, and Kevin and I are just sitting there, and like, watching Schwartz and Akira fight, we're just like, the two best characters in this fucking show.
I like how Akira used his Zaram powers to, like, back off. He summoned a rainstorm, which allowed him to escape somehow.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of cool.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Okay. We're cutting this out. What is going on?
In Toku News, actually.
Coincidentally, Kevin just found a picture of a fucking Kamen Rider Ichigo outfit made for a small dog.
Oh, I saw those.
Also, Shocker Troopers.
Yeah, I saw those.
You need to get that for your dogs.
I was totally going to get the Shocker Trooper.
Make your brothers the Shocker Trooper and your dog is...
Yeah, I was telling Kevin, like, teach your dog... Get your dog the Shocker Trooper outfit and then teach your dog to just do the salute.
Hey, Poochie, shake.
Oh, so it only sits on the front end.
Yeah.
So your dog is, like, walking as...
Well, yeah, it's like that video, that popular viral video of, like, that dog in the teddy bear costume.
In the football outfit.
But the Shocker Trooper one is a full outfit.
I know, right?
That's so cool.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the Shocker Trooper mask is like a hoodie.
All right.
That's amazing.
Now let's move on to the highlight of the episode, which was the debut of the final Ultra Mech, Tokyo Rainbow. Now, my honest opinion about this mech is...
My opinion...
God, does it look awful when it's just standing perfectly still, but when it's actually moving and doing shit, it looks pretty fucking
cool. My opinion is very much in line with the commentary from the villains. It stood up?
That's it?
Is that it? Yeah, okay.
The head's cool. I like the head.
No, Paul, for context, basically, all of the trains loaded into the big-ass fucking main base terminal, and then the terminal itself stood up.
So it's just the terminal with all 13 trains jutting out of the front.
Yes. It stood up.
Hang on.
The villains. The villains just staring, and this thing is like towering over the villains' mechs.
Me, there you go.
Here's a picture.
Paul, there you go. There's Tokyo Rainbow. It's just 13 trains ka-chucking into
the fucking
a track.
Terminal stood up, and became a Megazord.
Even though it already did that.
Not as stupid as I thought it would look.
But it's still pretty stupid.
Still pretty dumb.
The villains looking up in their mechs because this thing towers over
as
their
I
fucking mechs.
As I said, like, it looks horrible when it's just standing still, but when it moves, it's cool. Like, it's actually pretty sweet looking.
Its attacks are pretty fucking awesome, I'll tell you that.
Also, quickly on a side note, I was making a joke earlier, like, when I was watching Tokijir, I was thinking about what the Power Rangers incarnation would be.
Oh my god.
So, honestly, I like to think that the entire Sentai team...
They would totally use the Trainbow pun.
No. The team of Power Rangers, they will be kids, and they will do the Justin thing, where they'll transform into adults. Into adult bodies. That's what it's gonna be.
Are we pulling a Beetleborgs?
I honestly would not mind it being a Power Rangers show.
Honestly,
with kids for kids.
At the same time, I think they're gonna pull a fucking GoBuster with this and just not do it.
Really?
Because
kids like trains.
No, they don't. Not in North America.
Hey, Astiff movie tells us otherwise.
Well, that's just the one guy, and he kills people.
Bruno from MMPR Toys loves.
Hey,
trains.
That kid is a Tokyo show.
Okay. Everybody dies.
What was I just saying? Yeah, the Trainbow pun. Totally.
Power Rangers train team.
It's going to be just like the Beetleborgs, where kids turn into adults when they morph.
And oh, God. Right, Beetleborgs.
I'm like, it wouldn't be the first time.
Comic strips.
Yep.
Beep. That's all. So I like how Zed actually tried to absorb light this episode.
Oh, I was like,
and
holy
then,
fuck!
And Greta with the
Greta
save!
Stops him. And everyone else going, oh my god, Greta's in there, even though we already knew that for fucking forever.
But seriously, when you see Zed with his fucking, like, Bayonetta-esque hell claws coming out of him, That perked my attention up. I'm like, holy shit, do it!
Yep. And then it didn't happen because Grit has saved him.
Fucking chicken nugget!
Yep.
I like how they were like, okay, whatever happens, we can't let the Tokujers take back the Hyper Russia. Let's fortify our positions. So they fucking spend most of the episode docked in the Hyper Russia. And then, oh no, the Tokujers are coming. We better remove our fucking Karinas from the terminal and transform into robots so all the trains can fucking speed right past us!
Yeah.
You guys are fucking geniuses!
Yes, they are. They've proven that repeatedly.
No, but I thought at least the generals had some competence.
Oh god, we only have 3 trains left in here. Well, there's nothing stopping the other ones from Kerchucking in. We better fucking try and do something to stop them. Oh, fuck, they ran right past us.
Speaking of Kerchucking, the fucking 2 of the Kariners got tied, and it's awesome!
3.
Yeah.
3 of them.
Oh, guy's down.
5 of them got out of the terminal. The two mook ones got blown up, and then the 3 general ones all just Kerchucked into one bigger fucking Kariner.
Oh, so cool! And then when it fought Tokyo Rainbow, did you notice who was singing the battle theme?
Yep.
Yamagata Yukio.
Oh, yeah. God, yep.
He's a badass singer.
I need to find that theme.
Yeah. Can we have that album soon, please?
Also, apparently, after they finished the fight, they all fell asleep because I guess they were exhausted from all the imagination they used. Yeah.
No, it was literally after getting fucked up by the generals and Zed. So, yeah. I'm assuming that fight took a lot more out of them than the fucking Tokyo Rainbow thing did.
Okay, true.
Because Akira was fucking fine.
Yeah.
Because he's a shadow. He's used to this shit.
So, whatever. They got their Ultra Zord. They won. The terminal safe. Blah, blah, blah. One other thing. After the episode, we see that one of the first previews for the Kyoryuger Tokujer movie. And Daigo's got short hair! No!
He cut it for another drama he was a part of.
No! He doesn't look right.
He doesn't... Well, it's Daigo. He doesn't give a fuck. I'm gonna cut my hair short. I'm king.
No, they didn't have a wig the proper length.
That hair was part of his flair. It was awesome. I care. I know you don't. I watched Kyoryuger.
Oh, this means fucking Daigo and Ami are actually gonna be like established as a couple in this. I'm excited for that.
Oh god, thanks for reminding me. I don't like it.
I love it.
Strawberry
parfait.
I appreciate that a Super Sentai series actually had a legitimate relationship between two characters.
Right, you were there and you were watching like
you need to watch Magiranger then.
Mm-hmm. There was a marriage at the end of that.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah.
Between a
don't
is
spoil it.
Is it their mom?
No.
Okay.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. Some people might be watching.
Is it with their mom?
No.
Because I know their dad came back.
No.
That's a turn for the voice.
That's a spoiler.
Doesn't involve the mom or the dad.
Okay.
I found out.
The brothers and sisters get married.
Just watch Magiranger, everyone.
My goodness, I've confused Magiranger with Game of Thrones. My apologies.
I'm sorry. I'm more concerned with how much Paul was hesitating when you said that.
There's a degree of closeness that's kind of weird.
Was one of them adopted?
No.
It's weird.
That would be an interesting twist.
No.
I'm sorry, anime mind talking here, dude.
Okay, it involves one of the siblings and someone else. That's all I'm saying.
Is it one of the monsters?
Is it the Green Ranger?
Ranger is a sibling!
Okay.
Well, I said one of the siblings, but no.
One of the siblings.
Okay, I'm not saying anything else. Just go watch Magiranger. It's good. It's good.
I won't. It's
Beatbuster, isn't it?
I just forget a lot of it.
Okay.
I still haven't. It's probably sitting on my drive somewhere at home.
Magi Yellow marries a robot who protects the forest.
Yep.
Yes.
In the future.
That's a hologram.
Nailed it.
Hashtag Beatbuster.
And thus Skynet was born.
Hashtag where the fuck are beaten Stagbuster figure it said.
Yeah, please. I would love Stagbuster.
Yep. Alright.
Anyways, moving on to our special topic of the week.
Featured topic.
Favorite Megazords. How's that for discussion?
That's cool.
Have we done that already?
No.
I don't think so.
Not.
Weird.
I already got mine off the bat.
So I guess we want to do it in Sentai order or
whatever. Not.
You haven't thought of yours yet?
Can we not and give me a few minutes?
Okay, then we'll go in reverse order. Go, Lane.
All right. My favorite Megazord of all time is the SPD SWAT Megazord. Like, the Megazord that they got from SWAT when they are in SWAT mode, because that thing's amazing, it dual wields, and it turns into a fucking giant gun itself. Like,
oh, yeah. You
can't go fucking better than that. Like, seriously. And it's fucking cool. Like, if there is an actual, like, if I could find it, I'd probably buy it, honestly. It's fucking cool.
Okay, any runners up?
The what's it called from Lightspeed Rescue? The train one. The awesome train one.
Super Train?
Super Train Megazord, is that what it's called?
In sure. America, it
yeah.
is.
Yes. Lightspeed, yeah.
Yes, the Super Train Megazord.
Super Train Megazord.
That thing's just fucking cool. And the fact that they established that in the first time they ever used it, like, it was overpowered. Like,
wasn't it, like, carrying their original Zords at first?
Yes!
Right.
They put their Zords in the trains, and that train becomes the yeah. Megazord.
Okay.
But yeah, that's...
Tokyo before Tokyo.
Zordception.
Yep.
The difference being that Zord's in trains, not fucking trains on trains.
Fair point.
Kappa.
Me already. Kongazord.
Oh, yeah?
Easily. If there was one thing, and it was absolutely 100% due to the fact that there were no physical Zords in that show. They were all CGI animated, which made for some pretty awesome Zords. I think Wild Force has easily the best Zords in the franchise.
I figured you were talking about the Gow Ranger stuff.
Yeah, I have to admit, like, all the animals
and just
that,
because
holy
of
shit.
The artistic freedom they were allowed on the individual Zords.
I like that it was one of those series where they had a lot of different Zords that they could change out for different weapons.
The fucking one with the armadillo kick with the fucking soccer stadium.
And, yeah. it, like, ka-chucked into the toes.
Well, yeah. It was in the foot, and then it came out, now I'm going to kick you. Which, weird, because what are you kicking the armadillo with if you don't have a toe?
I have another quick runner-up. The Astro Megazord from In Space. That one, like, I had that
simple.
I had that toy as a kid. It was one of my favorite fucking toys. I wish I could have
it again.
I still
have cells on my shelf. He hasn't taken
Plus,
it.
Plus, it's simple. It's just the ship. And a space shuttle for the head.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's simple.
Very simple.
It kind of breaks the spirit of a Sentai Megazord, but whatever.
And Mega Ranger sucked anyway.
Runner-up also Super Train Megazord, because I agree. Another option would be... I don't know what the official name for it is. The MMPR Megazord Dragon Mode.
Dragon Zord fighting mode.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I like that a lot. I mean, and that's not just purely nostalgia, I think.
With the staff?
With the spear.
Oh, with the spear, yeah. That's
what the one where it has the legs?
The one where the Dragon Zord is the shoulder pads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so like just the normal.
Okay.
Megazord.
Oh, like the Megazord plus the Dragon Zord?
Yeah.
Correct.
I don't think there was a name for that because it only ever was part of the Ultra Zord.
Okay, that.
No. They did that on its own.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was pre-Titans.
I've got it.
I don't remember that.
They did quite a few times.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I don't remember what it's called either.
That was the super mode before Ultra Zord.
Let's just go ahead and call it the Dragon Megazord. I'm pretty sure
that was probably it.
Sounds right.
Anyway, that.
There was also that one where the Dragon Zord just became the center of the Megazord and got the leg.
That's Dragon Zord fighting mode.
Yeah, that thing. That was
I remember that because it's the end of the Green Ranger saga.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. I could do that with mine, too. That's always
fun.
Paul,
you
what about yours? Okay. Short answer, all of the mechs from Magiranger. Order, Magi Legend, Trevelyan's form, and then Magi King. Magi King I like, even with the Witch Hat.
I think the Witch Hat is absolutely preposterously silly.
I think the Witch Hat is alright.
It's a silly show!
I think Magi King is... so bad.
I'm really
in design.
I'm really quite okay with the Witch Hat. The inclusion of Magi Phoenix and Magi Lion in terms of, like, to create Magi Legend, just so cool. The components are all freaking awesome. Like, Magi Lion and Magi Phoenix are both really, really independently cool Zords. But when they ka-chuck with the Magi King in order to make Magi Legend, I just go brr all over the place.
Oh, right. I got another quick favorite of mine. I forgot what it's called, but in Hurricanture, like, their main Megazord, but when they're, like, faster. like the speed mode.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool. That's really cool.
Because I've also remembered, if we're gonna do this, easily one of like the worst Zord grouping that turned into something awesome, Gokaio. Because there was no dead set motif to that outside of pirates, you can't exactly do six ships, and I think they did a pretty good job trying to make them and various themes to go with the whole, it's not just one set of rangers being displayed here.
Also, I love the fact that as soon as, like, Gokaio just put the pirate head on, just the face got a fucking smirk.
I like that they accidentally referenced the Turbo Rangers movie. All of the Zords were hiding on the ship.
God damn it.
And I'd be remiss not to mention Maji Dragon, even though it's an incomplete Megazord. It only uses the componental Megazords.
Everyone except Kai.
If I had to give a runner-up, it would be... Do you remember? I don't remember what... I think it's Kiba Ranger, but the Thunder Zords from MMPR.
Die Ranger,
okay.
Kiba Ranger was the white Die Ranger.
Or Tiger Zord.
Yeah. Fine, cool.
Close enough.
The Thunder Zords are cool. The Thunder Zords are super duper fucking cool. Like, I like them. Mythological creatures, all of them coming together to create a pretty cool Megazord. It's childhood, love it. Oh, and, yeah, and it's also a cool Megazord.
The Super Zeozords.
You fuckers have mentioned both of my top favorites.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ichi. Okay, Ichi, you
it's
go.
It's gonna happen.
So,
all
right. My number one favorite is Fuck You, Magiking. I like the Mage Hat.
I like it too.
That it's one of very few Megazords base form that has wings. And I like that it's actually them and not robots, which is rare.
Yeah, it is. And I like that, too. It's just, like, giant versions of them, and they all just sort of combine in terms of consciousness inside of the head.
If they, like, they've been releasing, like, legacy little toys of different Megazords, and if they actually released a legacy Magiking, I would buy it without question.
Oh, yeah. They did that!
Didn't Wild Force's Megazord have wings, too?
Yes, but they were stupid-looking.
They already released a Magic
King. No, it wasn't Wild Force, it was Lost Galaxy.
To be fair, like I said...
It was the Green Dragon.
Like I said, Magi Legend is my favorite. Magi King is my third favorite in terms of the three that I consider my favorite.
Yeah, but Magic King is without question my favorite. My second favorite, Super Zeo Megazord.
Oh, okay.
Fucking the Red Star, so cool.
And if I had to pick a third runner-up, I would absolutely go with the Turbo Rescue Megazord, because each of the Zords had an individual battle form. And almost no other Zords do that.
Mm-hmm. Just, if I had to give a best effort award to a Megazord, it would definitely have to be Machine Itashar.
It's not technically a Megazord.
It's totally a Megazord. It's a Megazord!
The term for a single component humanoid robot is Battle Zord.
As dictated by whom?
By all of Power Rangers.
GoBuster? Yeah.
No, the Battlezord has been a thing forever. The Red Zeo Battlezord, the Warrior Wheel, whatever.
But I'm just saying, GoBuster did that too.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
Oh, yes.
That's just a thing. I would call that a Megazord.
There's my fourth...
No, the Ace is a Battlezord. Ace falls under the classification of a Battlezord. It's a single component humanoid robot.
There's my fourth runner-up. That's another Megazord I know I'd like to get, GoBustero, because...
Oh, that was actually
It's cool,
cool,
and it's the first Megazord to have bunny ears, and it's fucking
and
adorable.
Hopefully the last.
No!
Hercules was cool. I didn't think it was aesthetically brilliant.
It was like, it pointed in every direction at once, and that's where it kind of lost me.
Mm-hmm.
I dug it. I just, again, aesthetically, it wasn't prime.
I'd get GoBustero if it wasn't super fucking expensive. God damn it.
Yeah. GoBustero was pretty cool.
Raven?
Gokaio. No, actually.
Shinken Gokaio.
No.
Aww.
Though that was pretty neat, I have to admit.
Yeah,
Shinken.
MMPR Megazord?
That's probably number two on my list.
Okay.
Just because that is, like, the classic. I do still have it somewhere.
The fucking black
the
version.
The dark version.
Yeah. Fucker.
The black with gold trim version, yeah. No, I have that somewhere.
That's pretty sexy.
I want to see
And so that's definitely my second favorite. My favorite, though, I'm going to have to go with the Die Ranger Megazord.
The Thunder Megazord?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking... I think it's called Dizugen?
No, that's the MMPR one.
Right.
I don't know what the Thunder Rig is.
The Thunder Swords too?
Yeah, man. Yeah. That thing looked fucking sweet.
Oh, sick.
But just exactly what you were saying. Mythical beast combining into like this sword. Very Chinese themed humanoid warrior. Oh fuck, that thing looked cool.
And every time it concluded a battle, it fucking sheathed its sword on its hilt.
Yeah, that was cool.
When I was a kid, I wanted one of those things. I just didn't get one.
Plus the dragon.
Plus
the dragon of the fucking Zord actually like turned into like its own humanoid battle.
The red dragon had its own battle form.
Yeah.
Apparently they might be coming.
I actually had one of those as a kid. The red dragon battle Zord.
I think that's what they're doing for the next legacy line. I think they're doing the Thunder Zords.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because they're releasing the Tiger Zords, so
yeah, that's
might as well release the Thunder Zords too.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty fun discussion, I think.
Yeah.
Everyone listening, why don't you throw us a tweet at Ixie Studios? Tell us what your favorite Megazords are.
Yep.
Yes, especially you, Crunchman. I'd like to see what you like.
And I will read every one of them because the notification pops up on my phone. Yeah.
Did we get any more submissions for the Toku TV Guide Challenge?
One person dropped like one more on there. Let me just pull
Was it that guy
out.
I was arguing with?
Yeah, it was that guy.
You're arguing with one of our fans? Why?
Because he was saying that that Dragon Knight was like Disney because Dragon, Mushu, Oja, Jafar.
Yep.
And I don't know. He was comparing the
That's
Dragon
Knight. That's clever.
But I'm
like that.
Why Disney? Disney doesn't own a patent on animal motifs. Plenty of other Toku shows have done that. Why compare it to Disney of all things?
Because it's the easiest one to go to. I don't know.
That's like saying, I have a cat. Get it? It's like the Aristocats.
If I may derail this conversation for the sake of my attention span. Apparently they're in the post-production works of a Mean Girls 2.
What?
Yeah, no.
Didn't they already make a Mean Girls 2? I'm pretty sure they did.
You sure as fuck derailed.
No, I'm pretty sure they did.
I'm sure they meant to make it.
Guess not.
I don't know.
That was me seeing things, obviously. I thought somebody else dropped us another one, but I don't seem to be able to see it right
yes,
now.
Yes, Mean Girls 2 came out in 2011.
I don't know about that.
Okay, this is not our topic.
Moving on.
Could be.
Next week on Cast Ranger, Mean Girls.
Mean Girls is Toku. I explain why.
Beach Sentai!
Watch the movie and analyze Toku tropes in Mean Girls.
Beach Sentai! Mean Girls!
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
I hope that
Slice
was...
Slice of Raifu.
That's the name of the Hisats.
You suck!
It's a slash attack.
Slice of Raifu!
It's a good thing women don't watch Power Rangers.
That is sexist.
As is this conversation!
Oh, yeah, that's true. I should stop. So, I guess that's the show.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for listening and subscribing and commenting.
Yeah.
Do all the things. Follow us at Ixie Studios on the Twitters.
Follow me at Lightrade on Twitter.
Totes McGoats, yo.
Also, we have a Tumblr.
Totes McGoats.
We have a Tumblr and a Facebook and all the things at Ixie Studios. And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes or on the Podbean website.
Thunderzord.
And all the things. And follow us and check out our YouTube channel for all of our convention happenings and our video gaming nonsense.
And my vlogs if you're interested. Like, it's literally just me pointing a camera around and saying, so yeah, all the fucking time. It's not that great.
Way to sell it, Lane.
Thank you.
And we'll see you all next week. Good night!
Oh, yeah. Bye. Yeah.
Bye!
Bye.
Cue the passing out.